Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ends 12-2-17.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Cubs have been linked with Orioles closer Zach Britton, and team president Theo Epstein has not ruled out re-signing Wade Davis either, but Epstein also expects a leap forward for Justin Wilson.
He loves to pitch in pressure situations, and it's not as if he's backing off, in which case I'd be worried. He wants the ball, and he knows he's really good.
That was Epstein there. Wilson disappointing since coming over from the Tigers last season. He posted a 5.09 ERA with the Cubs. Epstein and general manager Jed Hoyer are in Orlando for the GM meetings. Not to be confused with the winter meetings. Those are next month. In basketball, the Bulls practice today at the Advocate Center. Nikola Mirotic still not talking to Bobby Portis. The Bulls have lost four in a row. They play the Thunder tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. And in college basketball tonight at the United Center, Duke plays Michigan State and Kansas faces off with Kentucky in the Champions Classic. Bears Fridays are brought to you by Rosen Genesis. Save time and shop online at rosengenesis.com. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition on The Score is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
How do?
Kevin Zipak, thank you. He had updates for the back portion of the show. Joe Ostrowski was with us for quite a while. Thank you to our three technique guests as we checked in with three different NFL cities. Bruce Levine down at the baseball meetings down there in Florida.
Florida.
Michael Lombardi from The Ringer. That was really compelling stuff today about Belichick, the Patriots way, why it can't be duplicated, and really the NFL auteur theory, if you will. So check that out on the podcast if you missed it. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are terrific producers. Thank you, guys. Ray Diaz does good work, and Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, will play Can't Do It, and Patrick Manley is back. He will be in the studio with a guest to be determined.
Wait, Michael Irvin is playing Can't Do It?
Oh, man, I hope so.
That's the dream.
We dream.
But he...
We dream.
No, okay.
Michael Irvin and then Can't Do It.
Okay. Listen. Yeah. You want to talk about a Can't Do It.
That's a game right there.
It's the dream guest.
That's his life.
So, yeah. About
he's
this White House.
Life. Can't Do It.
But you know what? It kind of is anyway. Like, we haven't asked one yet that he shied away from.
Well, I mean, once you open that door into your life for everyone to see as a player... Yeah, you don't ever have to close it again. You can answer everything and say, "Hey, I was that guy."
Yeah,
and he said he had a $1 million book deal that he turned down. He hasn't written it yet. He didn't want his kids to know some of the stuff from back in the day. In his words,
but it's also
he shares a lot of stuff.
If you have addiction issues and you're actually serious about the addiction issues, about working on it, then the more open and brutally honest you are with yourself, the better.
Yeah. That's the only guy to this day that I was in the main hotel at the Super Bowl 1 year. I forgot where we were. I don't know, Houston or Phoenix or somewhere. And he steps off the elevator in an emerald green suit, holding a scepter. just as an adornment to his look,
a regal
gold scepter that he's carrying.
You know what?
And I'm just thinking,
life goals.
At any point in my life could I possibly? Oh, I mean, no. Let alone the emerald green suit. But not sarcastically, yeah. It's not a costume.
See, there are some things that should be part of society and are not anymore. What is wrong?
Carrying a scepter and an orb?
Let's go.
I'm bringing back. He didn't have the orb.
You can go for that if you want to see a lot of that.
Where?
Milwaukee, Detroit every year. Play as
well. You can go for that? We can go to a scepter store. Like scepter,
schnapter. No, I'm just talking about you can actually go
scepter,
see.
Scepter.
In the scepter district.
I'm joking. Danny know what I'm talking about.
The old scepter district. Yeah.
Have you ever seen the documentary American Pimp?
Yes. I was thinking about it, actually, as you brought it up. Like, people actually rocking and living it.
Every bit of amazing. Disgusting, awesome, filthy, ridiculous, terrifying... Awesome again. Like, right. It goes through every, all like, you're sitting there like, oh, I shouldn't.
It's dirty, but it's great.
I shouldn't like this guy right now.
I kept waiting for my childhood friend to show up.
Well, he didn't get to that level.
No, he didn't. He never
ascended to that level.
He never got called to the show.
Yeah, certain level of pimping you have to achieve before you can get onto the
network. Before you're willing to go on TV.
You know, this is what I do, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Of course you can follow me around.
I will never stop being amazed at the Danny Parkins lack of musical knowledge. Oh, I'm telling you. Just own it. It's not a bit.
What do you think I'm doing here?
If you didn't know the instrument George Harrison plays.
Oh, a lot of you know what? That's kind of
guitar,
deep, actually.
Right?
Yeah, guitar. But that's
and sitar. He brought the raga influence into the Beatles music.
Now you're just showing off.
But sure no, I'm just saying, like, really?
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's a huge cultural blend.
I'm surprised Terry Hemmer didn't come here and start kicking your ass all over the place.
These guys are disgusted. Breaking like, every your time hand. It comes up.
Yeah, like every once in a while, I just have to turn around and be like, Jay, help me.
I seriously imagine like Terry Hemmer breaking through the wall like the Kool-Aid guy and just putting a foot in your ass.
I'm that way with a lot of movies that are referenced on this station.
I am too. Sometimes. You know?
So it's like,
we all have our things.
And you know what it is? Like, you'll hear someone talking about something that you have no interest in, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then you bridge it. Now you get other guys who are like, you don't know that? And then just...
That's how people were with Ric Flair. That was like the whole Ric Flair thing.
Well, that was funny, because you were in North Carolina at the time when he was at his most popular. Mm. And that was one of the three or four states that he pretty much owned. You know, Georgia, Florida, sure. North Carolina, that area. Like, that was hard for you to miss that. You know what I mean?
But he found a way.
It's like kids growing up now, like, man, who's this Chance guy everybody's talking about?
You got to realize that the Duke campus is not really North Carolina. That campus understand. Is the culture of that campus. I wouldn't say you would get
but you guys you went outside feel, of it, though.
Yeah, every once, you know, once in a while.
You guys had television,
we'd stray
right?
out to Chapel Hill.
You guys had television?
Yes, no, we did.
So
I would assume at some point. And I also think when I was listening to that, you realize we're down to two Wilburys.
Yeah.
Harrison is gone. Petty is gone. Orbison is gone.
Yeah, Dylan and Jeff Lynne.
Lynn.
I was going to make That's the same it. Point.
What are we doing? We've got two surviving Wilburys that remain. So we have to protect our Wilburys at all costs.
It's easier to travel, you know? they can travel a lot smaller.
They used the less expensive traveling.
Yeah, they used the lighter traveling Wilburys.
The lower end.
You know, you can get an economy car now. You don't need the full-size car. You don't need the SUV.
Little Mini Cooper. For the Wilburys
Dylan is like hunched over the wheel. Jeff Lynne poking at the GPS.
Where are we going?
Campy, remember when these two guys were on the lower end of the demo? No.
No?
Dude, I used to listen to this guy Saturday mornings after Dr. Dean Adele would tell me about herpes and marijuana. And then I'd switch over to Bernsey.
This is how it happened.
I'd listen to Spiegel overnights every once in a while, hanging out with Fishman. But yeah, those are the days.
I listened to Dan when I was in high school.
Yeah.
It's one thing coming from Anthony Herron.
I'm just saying, man. Like, this is all the worlds right here in one room.
You know, if I sound weird, I burned my tongue this morning.
Crackpipe?
No, exploding barbecue rib. I made a slab of ribs last night.
Is that like a local Thai place you can get that?
I had all but five of the ribs, so I microwaved them right before I left the house. And
what for, a little, like, for a little breakfast?
There, yeah, but there was like a pocket. Sure. There was a pocket in
classic
one
microwaved rib leftover breakfast.
Yes, sure. And I bit into it, and it exploded. Jesus. Right in the, like, exploded boiling rib juice, and it burned my. So if I sound strange,
more so than normal,
or if I have trouble enunciating,
like George McCaskey, like Frozen George.
Yes,
that was our revelation for the last hour. Is that Frozen George McCaskey sounds a lot like singing Danny Parkins?
It was uncomfortable.
Oh, but accurate.
The scream, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just throw it in the oven?
Just to heat up a leftover?
Throw them in some aluminum foil.
It's tough to be patient enough to use the oven these days.
No, I mean, I get this impatient standing in front of the microwave.
Probably
let's go. Snap your fingers. It should be warm.
Yeah. Now, do you use the express buttons or do you put your time in? This is the kind of person. You can tell what kind of person someone is when you... Express buttons?
Well, express buttons all the way.
Actually, we got to...
Even if it doesn't need it.
Here's the thing.
And then you'll stop it early.
Anything under 30, I hit 30.
And just let it ride for the 30?
No, and just open it when it's
now,
ready.
Now, do you clear? Or do you come back to it where there's 7 seconds left?
I always come back to it.
Well, no, because
I don't make my bed. I got a lot of unfinished business all over.
No, for instance,
the microwave is for the time, Danny. Come on.
Now, for instance,
I'm walking past. It can't be 7 seconds o'clock.
I got cable.
If I need to put something in for 5.5 minutes, I hit the 5 and then I hit the add 30. Like I don't even know what button I'm supposed to hit first. Time cook or something, but I don't even know where it is.
I used to get so mad at my mother because my mom would throw stuff in the microwave and put odd seconds on it. If she throws things 71 seconds. I'm like, what the hell are you, like, what for, what?
Like, it just felt like that was what it was.
Is there a mom gene that's going on? There's like, all right, 71 seconds will be perfect for this dish.
Well, I got a great life hack during when we did Tales of Laziness. And one guy called in, if you remember, and I've used this ever since, because sometimes tales of laziness can also be life hacks.
Gems. Yeah.
He said he will always do a single digit. He'll always do like 2-2-2 if he's doing it a specific time, or 3-3-3, or just because you don't have to move your finger anywhere else.
Respect, honestly.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
Yes, it is.
No, that's great.
You don't want
to spend extra calories.
Really right. Why do 1-0 when you could just do 1-1? And you don't have to move your finger down to the 0.
This is where we're going. It reminds me of the Patton Oswalt bit about standing in front of the wall of lean cuisines in the frozen section. And like, oh, Swedish meatballs. That looks interesting. And he takes it out. I was like, heat for 2 minutes, then pull out and
pop. Oh, forget it.
Totally. Like millennials get blamed for being lazy, but we can all relate to that.
But first of all, lean cuisine.
There's two steps to a lean cuisine.
Forget it. The idea of lean cuisine in itself is ridiculous because the actual Stouffer's in the red boxes are better, the same price, and right next to it. So
they don't have any calories.
Right, exactly. But, aren't they not as healthy?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No, lean cuisine is a complete lie. All they did was put it in a white box and take out a little bit of the salt.
That's the only difference. Oh,
yeah.
If there's not salt, then it's healthy, right?
What are you talking about?
I'm not a nutritionist here.
Salt's not bad for you.
I mean, I don't know.
Unless you have a specific issue.
It is about cardiovascular
issue, the number one killer of men.
Hypertension? Unless you have something salt specific,
you're going to lose
the body does a pretty good job regulating your sodium levels.
Speaking of the beatus, did you guys see Jay Cutler have diabetes at night last night?
Dude.
Did you see that?
Except for the last two drives.
He is...
But that the interception before the half...
It's performance art.
It was like... You know, if I could draw up a Jay Cutler interception, 40 seconds left in the half, in your own territory, choosing one receiver, staring him down the entire way, the audacity to think you can throw it through Luke Kuechly.
And then not caring.
It's, you know what it is?
And then you give up points, and you're like, oh, I guess not, whatever.
It's seeing your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend complain about things on Facebook. It's like,
enjoy it, player.
She's still nagging.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right, like... That formula ain't gonna change, bro. I tried to warn you.
I went against the he doesn't care things, even when players were like, yo, your man doesn't care out there. And then you watch it in someone else's uniform, you're like, yo, he really does. He's got no F's left to give.
He came back. He got his money guaranteed, and
The last two drives. Tanny was talking about it in the production studio. Last two drives, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, time for me to be the best quarterback in the NFL these last two drives. He's throwing darts all over the field. Like, God, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to our world.
Like, that robot is still that robot. It doesn't matter. Don't matter the uniform. Doesn't matter how old he is. Doesn't matter the beaties, anything. There is no more true two-outcome quarterback in the NFL's history than Mr. Interception / Mr. Great.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Mr. Fourth Quarter.
That's it.
He's kind of respect not caring about it to the point that he just has no interest in changing. Like, he is the same quarterback that he was in Denver.
Back
like, when you guys
throws?
Were celebrating getting him, he's the exact same player.
Yeah, dude. Same dude.
You know what I always think about? I think about how bad he was when I watched him finish a Pro Bowl that was actually a game. Like, and it was when he was in Denver. It was his last thing he did as a Bronco. And it was like he had to lead a 2-minute drive in a Pro Bowl. And he went out and threw 4 incompletions. And they weren't close to anybody.
He's already got a beer cracked on the sidelines.
I know it's just a Pro Bowl. But I remember sitting there watching, like, man, that doesn't look like a quarterback I want. And then, like, 9 years later, he still had his moments.
Scouting a Pro Bowl.
Watching those throws. I know the lady who bought his house. And Jay didn't clean up when he left the house on the market. So she said there's just a room with cigarette butts and everything.
That's right.
He had a room that he just went into, did his thing, and couldn't bring it around the rest of the house.
That's like the Robert Swift story in
Not
Seattle.
Not exactly. Robert Swift kind of...
Robert Swift, hear that story about his house?
A millionaire vagrant.
Like animals living in his basement.
Oh, and the whole house.
And bullet holes everywhere. Yeah,
that's throwing cigarettes indoors.
But the best part is
the cans
of Four Loco left everywhere.
Well,
like you really
it's the reason why you couldn't let people in the NBA straight out of high school anymore. They was like, what? If the white guy's doing this, come on now. We're really going a little bit too far.
Think about what the black guys will
do. Exactly. Wow, we can have enough Corleone Youngs, but when this starts happening to the youth of America, we need to stop it. I don't even think, did he play?
Swift? Yeah,
a little bit. I know he's with the Sonics, but did he actually play?
Yes.
He did.
I have family in New York that are big Knicks fans, live near the Garden, have gone for years.
What a game list.
And we were all texting this morning. My brother said, like, man, Carmelo leaving was the best thing that's happened to this organization in a long time. Like, same guys. Mm-hmm. Some of the same guys who were playing like they didn't give a shit.
They got to move the ball.
They're so passionate. They're playing defense. Mm-hmm. They're just like, they're so into it, all of them. And, like, even Enes Kanter defending the little French guillotina to LeBron. But the whole thing. But it's interesting, the removal of Carmelo, effect it's had on some people.
Yeah, because you asked a veteran to rebuild when you told him you were going to go for it.
Right.
And he didn't want to be about that.
Sour atmosphere.
Yeah, so you move on, and then you see the unicorn doing his thing. Last night was a game where they forgot that the unicorn was on the team because they got up by 20, though. I watched that game, and you could see everybody, Tim Hardaway Jr. is throwing up threes. Everybody's having a blast, and I'm like, just wait. At some point, you're going to have to give the ball to the best player on the court. And by the time they wanted to, LeBron had already taken over the game. Kyle Korver making defensive plays down the stretch. That was a fun game. They were down 23 points.
That was your crazy Korver game. You get 3 or 4of those a year.
18 in the fourth.
Yep.
And he was playing deep, too. Like, Kyle was doing some things on defense. That Cavs thing is still icky, though. That thing is still problematic on a lot of
They don't have enough good athletes to field a good defensive unit.
They have a playoff team. But the problem is they're gonna have to scramble to be a top two team. They don't want to be third, because third you're messing around and you might get that seventh game against the number one seed, which could be Boston or somebody like that, Washington. But they got enough to be in the top three. They're trying to get top two, and you're gonna have to push it. You're gonna have to redline it, because Derek not being there, and they got some holes on that second grouping. Tristan being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tristan being hurt hurts them a lot, because that's what killed him the other night. Yeah. No rebounding.
Yeah, they got no rim protector, and they're awful defensive team as it is.
And I don't know what the solution is defensively.
And I don't know why J.R. Smith, for as athletic and long as he is, he should be a better defender.
He does. He, when he wants to, he'll He'll do it, but
right. Better playoff defender than regular season defender.
Right. Exactly. There's no question. Yeah. So is LeBron.
And
the thing is, they have to avoid needing LeBron to expend too much energy in regular season
games.
He led
the league in minutes last year.
Right. Yeah.
He's going to have to do it again this year.
It's crazy.
That's the opposite of what
you're supposed to have built
around. There were so many terrific games on last night. Last night was a great league pass night for me. My lady's out of town, so I just look at the kid. I'm like, there's a bottle. Well, you and I are going to watch basketball for the next 4 hours. And it was a lot of fun.
The Sixers, the Lakers, the T-Wolves look good. Jimmy Butler, if you start looking at it, that was such a Tom Thibodeau minutes distribution there where it's like, here's my five. You're young.
Go run. Yeah, go run. I watch Nuggets and Trailblazers because I like watching Damian Lillard play anytime I can. The league is in a great place right now. We talk about the young players that are in Major League Baseball and the war thing that we talked about where half the league leaders a couple of seasons ago were 25 and under.
Yeah.
You look at where the league is for the scores right now and the play and the PER guys, 25 and under is killing the league right now. Like the old guys are gonna have their say in the playoffs, but the league's in a really, really good place with youth and Sam Hinkie. Sam Hinkie's squad
trust
is out
the
there.
Process.
He knows it too.
Balling,
he's a fun Twitter troll these days.
Here's the thing, there are so few unwatchable NBA teams. You know, the past couple, sometimes games, they're like, I don't need this on my television. You know, so on that list right now.
Even bad teams have a player you want to watch right
now. Yeah, I mean, maybe the Atlanta Hawks, maybe the Pacers don't float your boat. But there's.
Oladipo's playing like he's back in Indiana. Yeah,
looks good. But most nights in a national game, like, there's something there you want to see.
I'm enjoying it.
And it's up 15%.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings early, regular season ratings
and
up 15%.
And did you read Stan Van Gundy in Time Magazine?
No.
Stan put it on the line.
Stan put it out there. It's along the same line as Steve Kerr. Yeah, but this
Popovich.
Was...
I've heard him do interviews like that with Lebatard. They know each other in South Beach. He's great on it.
This has been a good look
for
the NBA.
Wonderful work by Stan Van Gundy. And I'm putting it out there. I want a Stan Van Gundy stuffed animal. I want to
just put pants on your Ron Jeremy stuffed animal.
I just want to
give it 4 years.
I want the reading glasses on, a little rumpled and just like the perfect shape. I need that in my life.
Yeah. Wait for him to die and then just go all psycho and
stand pretty much
in the corner,
taking the controversial stance of if you're an American, you should want all Americans to have equal rights.
That ridiculous stance. That won't work.
Yeah. No, because I'm more American than other people who aren't more American as I am because I didn't serve in the military, but I like the military and the flag.
Well, what I like, though, in that piece is he outlined the actual nuts and bolts of what so many of these athletes are asking for in actual changes to the law that would benefit everybody and benefit every taxpayer.
Right.
And talking about what cash bail is doing and what some of the mandatory minimum sentences are doing.
But he's a basketball coach. Go coach basketball with your hoodlum ruffians.
And he's brought speakers in to talk to the players and listen to them. And he's listening to the players and has been for some time and just reading along with what the actual ramifications of positive policy changes would be. That's all you got to do. It has nothing to do with the military. It has to do with public policy.
Malcolm Jenkins and those guys doing good work. And Colin Kaepernick gets, oh my God.
The
Twitter,
GQ?
Twitter yesterday.
Have some fun with that cover, did they?
Oh my God. Twitter yesterday was as nasty as I've seen it in a very long time. Because, of course, they passed out the mission statement. All right, you have to talk about J.J. Watt and his $37 million of hurricane relief.
Led by Brittany Henry.
We gotta combat this Colin Kaepernick thing with our guy, J.J. Watt. And it's like, come on, man. Like, all right, you for real right now? Like, let's back it up a little bit. You know, hurricane relief is definitely necessary, and J.J. Watt did a great thing.
A heroic thing, of course.
Awesome thing, dude.
Yeah.
He was, what is he doing, 250 grand was his goal at the beginning? 500,000?
Yeah, like 30 million?
And then $37 million.
That's crazy.
Like, shout out to him. He did a great thing, but it's like, you can't also want better for the country when there aren't tragedies that are hitting us.
Ah, good old whataboutism.
Yeah, that is so wild. So, yeah, Stan Van Gundy and the GQ cover. There was a lot going on Twitter yesterday during our Bears Monday, but we didn't get to it.
What do you guys got today?
Wow, we are going to go through some of the John Paxson media session from yesterday in the 2 o'clock hour.
Little Fred Hoiberg from today added into that. They,
sure, a lot of sound here because this team is so relentlessly weird and incredibly passive aggressive. How many sports teams have you been around?
I learned from you,
that
Dad.
Have tried to manipulate.
Look upstairs.
I mean, the passive aggressiveness that goes on. Then Matt Miller at 3 on football. Adam Kramer, college football, 3:40. We'll do In Other News at 4. Chris Spatola will preview the college basketball games here tonight. Hub is at 5. It's on at 5:30. A very, very busy day of information and entertainment.
They are Bernstein and Goff on the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. When the United States failed to qualify for next year's World Cup, it was a shock to American soccer fans, especially since the U.S. hasn't missed a World Cup since 1986. Qualifying 7 times in a row. But the real stunner came yesterday when Italy was held to a 0-0 draw with Sweden and failed to secure a spot in Russia. The World Cup was last played without Italy in 1958. Only Brazil and Germany have qualified more often than the Italians. What's more, Italy has won the World Cup 4 times. If you think there's been upheaval in American soccer since the U.S. has lost to Trinidad and Tobago, multiply that by about 100, and you'll have an idea of what will be going on in Italy after yesterday. 32 teams make the World Cup. That number will go to 48 in 2026, which is too bad. Qualifying should mean something. I'm John Feinstein.
At the Home Depot, we take pros seriously, and we take care of business together. With the brand names pros trust, we'll set you up for success and put the best savings on the shelves, like the Makita Lithium Ion 7 Tool Cordless Kit, a special buy at $399, the lowest price of the year. Now's the time to load up and get everything you need for your next big job. Pro Black Friday, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices valid November 13th through 29th. Available in-store and online while supplies last.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, Atulo.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Nico Mirotic is back at Bulls practice today. Head coach Fred Hoiberg says Mirotic is talking to teammates, but has he spoken to you, Bobby Portis?
No, I haven't. Like I said, I'm just worried about playing basketball right now, just trying to get our team better. We had some slippage our last two games.
That's a shame. Hoiberg went on to say that guard Justin Holliday won't play tomorrow in Oklahoma City. Chris Dunn likely to get the start instead. In baseball, at the general manager meetings in Orlando, John Heyman is reporting that the Cubs have spoken to the Orioles about closer Zach Britton, but Theo Epstein says he's not ruled out a return for last year's closer Wade Davis either. And in college, the latest football playoff rankings out tonight, Alabama expected to be number one. And in college basketball,
roll damn tide.
That's right. And at the United Center tonight, number one Duke plays number two Michigan State, and number four Kansas faces off with number seven Kentucky. Terry Bors is back and will be joining the Bernstein and Goff Show tomorrow at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as the Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. To pre-order your copy of A Score of a Lifetime, visit triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Let's do this. Bernstein and Goff, between now and 6 o'clock, has this. As we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios, come see how better drives us. We're going to get into this Bulls thing because there's so much to unpack. It is so weird, and I think it's at the point where you probably have to put Niko Mirotić on some kind of administrative leave. I'm not saying you have to suspend him, but it might just be in everybody's best interest. Remember when, and I don't know if other sports could do this, where... Do you remember when the Blackhawks had that issue with Kim Jansen? Remember Kim Jansen?
I remember Alexander Karpatsev.
No. Kim Jansen, if you'll remember, was a guy who showed up to help with their defense. And then something happened, and he disappeared. And I don't know what list they put up.
Like Bartolo?
They renditioned him. He was like sent to Sweden, and you weren't allowed to talk. Yes. There was that. There was some lawn mowing issues, apparently.
The old mowing of the guy's lawn.
The old lawnmower. And the old Swedish lawnmower is brought out. And
don't go to a bathhouse and ask for the Swedish lawnmower, people.
He disappeared.
Did they disappear him, or yes, did he disappear himself?
No, he disappeared. And the way...
What happened to Kim? He done disappeared.
Yeah, he went. Yeah. And I don't know what they... To this day, I don't know... administratively how they handle
how do you write that down?
Like, you just call the league like, hey. Look, we got to get this guy
and his enormous trident
out of here. Yeah, I don't even know the Swedish term for that, but it's probably the name of some IKEA end table or something. But
what do you call that thing? The new Bjorn Wang.
And so they just need to make a way for this to undo. Get him out of the building
usually when these things happen, it's over the old
right.
This is one of those where it's basketball.
Right. It's almost uncomfortable. Okay, like, I'm a better power forward than you
go
are.
Find a woman to fight over here, man. Cause this dude, the B roll was outstanding. You've got Niko lifting weights in a locker or a facility where you could see out to the practice floor where Bobby Portis is taking jump shots. Like that, I mean, come on, man. Like,
that shouldn't happen.
I feel
that's my point.
I feel
it shouldn't happen.
Awful for both parties involved because you ran up and you got done up, and now you don't want to play with them anymore, but you're holding yourself back. You're messing up your money.
And the team is forced to
team pick sides immediately.
Yeah, and they're implying things about him publicly. We're going to listen to it make sure you hear all that they're saying. Matt Miller will join us at 3. Adam Kramer at 3:40. In other news at 4. Chris Spatola on the big college basketball games tonight at 4:20. Hub Talks Football at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30. This segment brought to you by, appropriately, Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. Yeah, I hadn't thought about Kim Jansen in a long time.
Well, I thought you were talking about the guy Pat Foley went off on.
That was Karpatsev.
It's a very happy day for this Blackhawks fan because I'm never again going to have to see Alexander Karpatsev in a Blackhawk uniform. You know, Karpatsev actually is a very good defenseman. I got to qualify my comments by saying he's a good defenseman when he plays, and there's the rub, because Alexander Karpatsev looks for any reason not to play, and in his time in Chicago, he is the worst excuse for a teammate I've ever seen in over two decades doing this job. Couple of examples, 10 minutes before a warm-up a few weeks ago.
My shoulder hurts.
And a young defenseman who wasn't anticipating playing had to scurry into his uniform and dress for the game. He was coming back from an ankle injury earlier this season, almost ready to rejoin the lab, has a collision in practice.
I have a concussion.
Well, Dr. Karpatsev always had an excuse, always found a way to milk the system. He came to Chicago, of course, in exchange for Brian McCabe, who has gone on to become an all-star in Toronto. But even before that, Brian McCabe was a guy who cared and who tried.
the Toronto players, when that trade was made, said, we can't believe we got Brian McCabe for Dean Martin. Well, let me tell you, Alexander Karpatsev doesn't sing. And when you're trying to bring along a young team, this is not the kind of veteran that you want around young people in any way, shape, or form. That deal was one of the worst deals in the history of the Chicago Blackhawks. And when Mike Smith writes his memoirs about his time in Chicago, I had the title for that chapter, Disaster. So kudos to Bob Pulford and Dale Talon for being able to get anything more than a roll of tape for this overpaid underachiever. Alexander Karpatsev is now the New York Islanders' problem. That will be his last National Hockey League stop. And he basically, in my opinion, was a disgrace to the uniform when he was a member of the Chicago Blackhawks. As he leaves Chicago, I just have one sentiment for Alexander Karpatsev. Good riddance. We are through two periods in New Jersey.
Well, there's that.
And then he died in a plane crash.
So, no, the
Alexander Karpatsev.
The epilogue was not much longer thereafter.
You run afoul of old Foles.
The KHL. Yeah,
next thing you know.
He sabotaged the plane.
Thing you know.
That's a play-by-play guy.
right. Exactly. He bought the plane already crashed. we heard that the other day during the update.
David Schuster, Roy Halladay.
He bought the plane crashed already.
Yeah, do we have that?
Pre-crash.
We don't have it?
Of course we don't. We're good teammates. Remember, that whole thing went out the window when George started to complain about that kind of stuff. We don't.
No, sorry.
We don't. Guys we can mess
what
with.
What exactly was the wording? He said something like...
He bought the plane pre-crashed,
but
pretty
no,
much.
But we got to have it somewhere.
We got to have it.
We have to. We have to. It was something. Right. It was one of the updates of the day Roy Halladay died, and it's something he bought a plane that crashed.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yeah, Roy Halladay bought a plane that crashed off of Tampa.
It's a bad buy.
Yeah. It's a heavily discounted plane. Why? Well, it crashed. That's all right. I'll take it.
All right. That Foley sound drop was for Brian Gerch, the video coordinator. And Nick Shepkowski, the EP, and the Sultan of Sound, our guy, Chris Tanner.
Yeah, that will account for all of them. That's a play-by-play guy.
You don't hear it like that.
During a game broadcast.
You don't hear it like that anymore. And there are plenty of guys you can go in on like that.
Yep.
Over the last 10 years.
During a game broadcast.
You think that's the, hey, I'm going to do this. So, you know, just be aware. You think you get
the call?
You realize,
had he done something like that, what would have happened in social media with that? I mean, that's
all the retweets.
How long is that, Tanny? Is that 90 seconds? It's 207
freestyling.
207 just torpedoing up, just ethering a player.
He called him Dean Martin, and he doesn't sing. Like pretty much just say he was dead drunk all the time.
You got the guy in the truck playing all the beds underneath him.
You know, like
every single licensed bed they
can play. Fading one out. You know, all of it. You're pretty much going to get the deep cuts after that.
Right,
you're going to get all of his playlist after that.
That's when the producer's in your ear going, and we're rolling out in 5, 4.
Recount.
We're rolling out in... 30, 29.
And Pat, we've got 10 seconds. We got to hit this break, all right, Pat?
Right,
you want to make sure the talent stays in a good place, but yeah. Good old Pat Foley, man.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, boy. Back when the Hawks were trash.
Yeah, so in regard to the Bulls and this situation, I don't think there's any easy way out because of trade restrictions, because of the timing, because of the collective bargaining agreement, because
when he signed his contract.
of what they have to do as far as his actual physical readiness, and what the rights of the player are in this situation, not to mention still the looming possibility of a lawsuit. I mean, he still has an opportunity. He has the right
to litigate. I'll give you some of what Bobby Portis told me in our Tito's Talking Hoop series. Over at the Old Town Poorhouse last Thursday. I'll give you a little bit of that because he talked about how the locker room feels.
Good. Let's get into some of that next. Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. We're better.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Thursday. Only CBS.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So really, it's nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Dan, Brooklyn.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at the new radio.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil B.
Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
Tire savings for you. So don't delay. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to Sprint.com/GS8 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 131.19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month for line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
MBA.edu.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
No, I haven't. Like I said, I'm just worried about playing basketball right now, just trying to get our team better. We had some slippage our last 2 games.
That's Bobby Portis. Practice yesterday. getting ready to get blown out by whoever the hell they face next. A 39-point ass whooping by the San Antonio Spurs, who didn't have Tony Parker out there or Kawhi Leonard. Started Bryn Forbes. Still get beat like that. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. There's a little breaking news in the news world. We'll get back to the basketball as well, but unfortunately there's been another school shooting. Three dead in the elementary school in Northern California. So if you're on Twitter or close to any news outlet, if you want that kind of information or more specifics, just letting you know what's going on in the world. Bobby Portis is aware of the mistake he may have made by reacting the way he reacted. And I'm not, these aren't his words, but just talking to him on Thursday, asking him about the situation one time and him saying, you know, I'm focused on basketball, he's giving his stock answer. And then the vibe that came off of him after we started to talk about the team and the locker room.
And you said he loosened up a little bit.
Yeah, he loosened up because he started to, I think Bobby is...
Was it Tito's?
No, he didn't. He didn't have a drink out there. I had one or two. But I think Bobby is ready to take on something that the older heads in the locker room last year wouldn't allow him to be. And feel however you want to feel about a bad team and who leads a bad team. But I think Bobby has the respect of that entire locker room because for a couple of years now, even with Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade on that team, Bobby was the guy that didn't let anybody slack in practice. You know, Bobby's the guy who full speed guy, you know, and whether you hate that guy, love that guy. Anybody who's been on the team knows that a Friday walkthrough is hell when full speed guy is just trying to do everything.
I've been that guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like you either love that guy or you hate that guy, but either way, he's making your team better.
I was physically threatened
because you were doing way too much.
I was told like the guy, it was
calm your ass down.
Yeah. It used to happen that we would travel nine. For the Rockford Lightning would travel nine, and anytime there was that I would have to run scout team as the point guard, and he would give me a couple plays, especially if it was a left-handed guard, and it shoot around. Stan Rose, I've never forgot. Stan played at Weber State. Stan Rose came up to me. He said, "He goes, if you split pick and roll again, I'm going to kill you." He said,
"You're making this worse."
He said, "I'm going to because you know I knew the coach. He'd be like, you got to stop it. Yeah. If the radio guy's able to get there, what do you think a professional point guard's going to do to you? You're letting the radio guy." And they're like all half assing it because it's, you know, it's 10 in the morning. They were all out late last night. Right. And I was like, "No, I'm gonna be go hard guy."
Right.
And like
I'm out here trying to get my win in too.
And I probably shouldn't have done it because I didn't know
that
Stan Rose might have he never followed through on it. But
he should have killed you. You out here trying to make him look bad.
Then he said something to me on the airplane.
Of course, he
came up to me and he said, "Dude, he goes, don't fall asleep." I said, "Why not?"
He's gonna put something in your ear.
That's what he said. How did you? He said, "He goes, if you fall asleep, I'm gonna jam a pencil into your ear and all the way into your brain and kill you."
Oh well, that's just a ladies and gentlemen. That is something that. And many a listener has probably thought before, but I don't know if...
I said, all right. All right. It's a duly noted,
no
Stan.
More splittage of the pick and roll from here on out from one Dan B.
He wasn't going to do anything. No. He's in the back of the plane playing cards anyway.
Well, Bobby is the guy who, you know, if you're going to lose, it's not going to be because you didn't practice hard. And I think when Nico and Joe Cali said this as well, when Nico didn't practice with these guys or wasn't at the Advocate Center this offseason, people kind of lost a little bit of love for him, knowing also that he was going to be the favorite son of the coach because he was the high-paid guy. Zach LaVine would be hurt, so he'd be getting the shots early. And Bobby came out there to compete for a spot. And that's all Bobby really is, man. Like, Bobby is a competitor, and he's got talent. You know,
but he's not really athletically gifted. He's not a high flyer. He's not an above the rim guy.
That's why he has to compete the way he does. And understanding that and understanding how that relationship wasn't the closest to begin with, you could tell when Bobby was talking about it that there wasn't love lost. It wasn't like they're going to be best buddies before this fight. And now after it, it's on Nico. Because I'm laughing at all these people with the charges and all this. Listen, if you pull it with someone, if you flinch at somebody, if you jump bad with somebody or start to approach somebody and they feel threatened, I don't know what the law is.
Yeah, the Bulls don't believe there was a protocol violation.
Exactly.
That's what's clear. The locker room doesn't believe.
And they got tape.
Right.
They got tape. If someone tells you, hey, man, Don't come over here with that. And you start to walk up on them, and you guys have already been jostling and physically bumping each other for the last 20 minutes. It's reasonable to expect you coming over here because you got some smoke. And that's the problem. You went over there to talk. And Bobby wasn't in a talking mood.
This segment brought to you by Walgreens with expert pharmacy care from Walgreens. Diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for the medications you rely on and supplies from all the major brands. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. We're going to hear from the principals involved coming up after an update. We're going to hear from John Paxson. We're going to hear what Fred Hoiberg said today and just try to figure out if there's any near-term solution for this discomfort that is ailing the Bulls.
Some telling stuff at the end of the John Paxson presser as well, because you know Casey asked a couple of questions that made John not squirm, but say some more leading things than he probably wanted to.
That's coming up on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Keith in Lake Zurich.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you? Thank you very much for taking my call. Love your show. You guys are entertaining every day. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Keith.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation,
Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews,
VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At pearldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score live help. If you don't call
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Life is good. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. Hello to all the Facebook Live people. I will check in with you during the commercial break. Top of the hour, you're going to hear from John Paxson. It's about 90 seconds, but you got to listen closely because I think you'll find out how the front office and, more importantly, John Paxson feels about one Nico Meritich.
Yeah, he makes it pretty clear if you listen carefully. And the Bulls also have to watch what they say because any t-